can't store him. I mean, we could have someone, Peter or old Peter or someone, when the war has broken out. I'm not just using your mom as an example, but we can figure out another name, but that kind of country. The people have a certain kind of religion. Well, let's just take Iran, okay, that's Islamic. But also, there are also Western religion, you know, it's a whole culture. So they have also, many of them moved to Sweden, to our little country where our people lives, country in the north. And then the whole thing breaks out, and many of those young men who come from that Iran, Persia, and feel, you know, patriotic loyalty and so on, are enraged, they take to weapons, and they start to wreak havoc in these countries of the Western devils, understandably. And at one point they come bang on Pio's door, and they have a discussion, because he's like, hey, take it easy, I'm on your side. And what do you mean? And then he talks about this, how now he grew up more with the Indian tradition and the Chinese tradition, a little bit, yeah, the Asian Eastern tradition, and he stopped being one of these standard Swedes. ...40 years ago or something. ...50 years ago. And he says, you know, I understand it. I completely sympathize. And just because I am in this white Swedish body, please look at the soul, because we're all different. And he's speaking there and there, and I want to get to some points there, because he says, but you know, so I understand you, but I don't think it is a good idea to just start killing people on the other side. Especially, this is when why I call them also the Western devils. They are killing children, women and civilians. Old people. They're killing the innocent ones. So they're talking, and they start to realize maybe that's what we are doing now, going around like this. And he continues, you know, I'm mainly thinking of how to solve this. And he goes into his thoughts, awares and all that, that it starts with us being aware. And then, for instance, he talks about, you know, you've got Islam, and I had very nice, good discussions with young Muslim guys who, you know, we could talk philosophy and compare, you know, the Indian Vedic tradition with the Persian and Iranian one. I mean, I don't know what the relation is with between Zoroastrian and Muslim. Theology and so on.